by the pen and what they write. By the grace of your Rabb, you are not a madman, and you shall have a never-ending reward. You are of the highest noble character. Soon you will see, as they will see, which of you is afflicted with madness. Surely it is your Rabb who knows those who have strayed from his way, as he knows best those who are rightly guided. So do not yield to the unbelievers. They desire you to compromise a little, so they too would compromise. Neither yield to any mean oathmonger, mischief-making slanderer, opponent of good, transgressor, wicked oppressor, and above all, ignoble by birth, though he be possessing wealth and children. When our revelations are recited to him, he says, they are nothing but the tales of the ancients. Soon we shall brand him on the snout. Surely we shall try them as we tried the owners of the garden when they swore that they would pick its fruit the next morning without adding any reservation. So a calamity from your Rabb came down upon it while they slept, and by the morning it lay as if it had been already harvested. At daybreak, they called out to one another, saying, go out early to your crop if you want to pick its fruit. So they went, whispering to one another, let no needy person enter upon you in the garden today. Thus they went out, fixed in their stingy resolve. But when they saw the garden, they cried, surely we must have lost our way. Nay, we have become destitute. The most upright among them said, did I not tell you to glorify Allah? Why did you not glorify him? Then they said, glory be to our Rabb. Surely we were unjust. And they started blaming one another. Finally they said, woe to us. Surely we had become rebellious. It may be that our Rabb will give us in exchange a better garden than this. Surely to our Rabb do we make our humble petition. Such is the punishment in this life, but the punishment in the hereafter is even greater, if they but knew it. Surely the righteous will be rewarded with gardens of delight by their Rabb. What do the disbelievers think? Shall we treat the Muslims as we treat the guilty? What is the matter with you? What kind of judgment do you make? Or do you have a book in which you read that you shall be given whatever you choose? Or do you have a sworn covenant, a covenant binding on us till the day of resurrection, that you shall have whatever you demand? Ask if any of them will vouch for that. Or do they have other gods who could help them against Allah? If so, let them produce their other gods if they are truthful. On the day of judgment, when the dreadful events shall be unfolded, and they shall be asked to prostrate themselves, they shall not be able to do so. They shall stand with eyes downcast, utterly humbled, because during their safe and sound earthly life, they were called upon to prostrate themselves, but they refused to do so. O Prophet, leave to me those who reject this revelation. We shall lead them step by step to their ruin in ways that they cannot perceive. I shall even put up with them for a while, for my plan is foolproof. For have you, O Prophet, demanded a compensation from them that they are overburdened with debt? Or do they have the knowledge of the unseen and they are writing it down? So wait with patience for the judgment of your Rabb and be not like the man of the fish, who cried when he was in distress. Had his Rabb not bestowed on him his grace, he would certainly have been cast off on the naked shore while he was condemned. But his Rabb chose him and included him among the righteous. The unbelievers would almost trip you up with their eyes when they hear our revelations. They say, he is surely crazy. This is nothing but a reminder to all the people of the world.